This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 214. I'm Chris Stafford. And on this week's episode, we're going to hear from three of the winners from the USEA's American Eventing Championships. We're going to hear from Tammy Smith, who won the Adequan USEA Gold Cup Advanced Division on My Baum, and Erin Contino, who won the Novice Amateur Division with Handsome Ransom. But first up will be Madeline Floyd, who won the Junior Young Rider Preliminary Division with Clementine. And later on in the show, we'll have our final preview of the FEI World Equestrian Games when we hear from Phoebe Manders, the owner of RF Scandalous, ridden by Marilyn Little. And so we begin with the first of our winners from the AEC's, Madeline Floyd. Madeline, welcome to the programme.
Hi, happy to be here.
Well, first of all, congratulations on winning the Junior Young Rider Preliminary there at the AEC's. What does this mean to you?
It was a really exciting win, actually my first win on a three-day this year. It's been a long journey for me to get to the preliminary one-star level. It's been a goal of mine for a really long time. So I was super excited to be able to make it to the AECs and win the division. It was really very exciting.
Tell us a little bit about your mare, Clementine. How long have you been riding her?
I've had Clementine almost a year and a half now. I purchased her from California last April. She had only done a handful of training level competitions at the time after being imported from Hungary. And I competed her training all of last summer and moved up to preliminary at the end of the year. And then traveled out east this spring to run my first CCI One Star and accomplished that goal at Rebecca Farms. And it's just been an amazing journey moving up the levels with her.
Well, it's not every day that we hear of imports from Hungary for eventing. So how did you find her?
I ended up buying her from Amber Levine of Chocolate Horse Farm in Petaluma, California. Amber found her on a horse shopping trip to Hungary and found out that she was actually imported from Germany, brought to Hungary, and then brought to the United States. So we joke she's a bit of a world traveler.
She certainly is. And now you talked about, you know, what you've done so far and obviously ridden at Rebecca Farm. But how was your preparation for these championships then, Madeline? Talk a little bit about how you prepared her.
Prepared her for the trips to all the different shows?
To the AECs, specifically to the AECs. So I'm curious as to, you know, what your preparation was and how the competition played out, given the preparation that you had for her.
Leading up to the AECs, we had a pretty intense fitness program going. We're very fortunate to have the Pegasus Thoroughbred Center not too far from our home. So I was able to go and gallop on the racetrack to build up her stamina. And we anticipated the altitude would play a part in her fitness. So we just wanted to make sure that before coming to Colorado, she was really fit and everything was well set up. We have a pipeline hill very close to my house, so I hacked out almost every weekend to do trot sets or even just walk up the hill to make sure that she was staying really fit and healthy. She's on a really high protein diet just to make sure that her muscles and everything are in good shape. And, you know, we really kept a close eye on her fitness and her condition before making this long call out to Colorado.
And when you got to Colorado, how did you feel about her? Were you confident going into this event and that she would be performing at her best and maybe give you a personal best performance with her?
Yeah, I felt really good coming into the show. She had just come off of running the intermediate at the Woodside International Horse Trials in early August. So I was feeling pretty confident about the course, and I felt great walking it. Footing felt great. She felt super fit, and I was really pleased with her. It was definitely one of her best performances. She can be quite hot sometimes, but she kept her cool this show, and I was very proud of her.
Now, how does that play out with the dressage then? Does she get hot before the dressage or just for the cross country?
Yes, she's a really nice mover and good on the flat, but 10 minutes before we go in the ring, tends to get a little bit excited. My nerves definitely play a part in that. So this year has been all about me staying calm and keeping her well relaxed. And definitely before the dressage, I was getting a bit nervous as she's so saw the ring right before we went in and got really, really excited. And I was happy I was able to calm her down so that she could focus on the task at hand.
Did you get a best result, a personal best score for your dressage?
My dressage, it was one of my best this year. Not quite our best score and definitely not our most extravagant test, but it was our most consistent and steady test that we've had this year. I was absolutely elated with her.
And now, what did you think about the course when you walked it? What were your expectations of how it might ride, and what particular fences were you concerned about, if any at all? And how did it actually match up to what it looked like from the ground?
Walking the course, I was pretty impressed with the size of the fences. It was definitely substantial for what I expected. I was quite concerned about 4AB and a little bit of a unfortunate ride coming into A, and kind of had to fight for the B, but it all worked out in the end. Everything else rode really smoothly. I was really quite happy with the way it ran. It ended up being one of my best courses, I think.
And it sounds like you got a super fit then, Madeline. So I'm guessing that she finished well and she pulled out well on the Sunday morning for the show jumping.
Yeah, she came off a little hot on cross country and cooled down super quick. She's very fit. She felt great the entire time. We decided to run some fluids right after just to be sure with the altitude that she was properly hydrated. And she came out of her stall on Saturday, ready to go. She was dancing around, wanted to go in that ring, and she's jumped her heart out. She was great.
And was that an easy course for you? Did you feel confident going into the show jumping? And did you have in the back of your mind that, well, you could actually win this division?
The course walking in, most of the lines were related distances, which can be a little bit of a challenge for Tini and I. She's a really big step, and sometimes it gets a little bit out of hand and we start leaving things out. So I was slightly nervous coming in. I knew I had to keep her tempo the same and so that she could jump her best. And I went in the ring and I knew I have a horse that could jump a clear round. And I was thinking in the back of my head, like, yes, I could win this and that would be so cool. But I let it not get to me and just tried to keep myself calm and her calm and ride my best.
Now, has this given you the confidence and the enthusiasm now? Do you want to do more with her than maybe you thought about before these championships? How are you feeling about her future?
I've always been really optimistic about my future with her. And before, I was always quite sure that I wanted to move up as much as I could with her. And after winning this event, it was a really good confidence booster going into our fall season. We're planning on running the CIC 2-star at Woodside. So at the beginning of October. So this win was a really big confidence booster and she felt super solid. So I'm really optimistic about our future intermediate 2-star level.
And are you looking ahead to next year at all and what you might do with her then?
Yeah, we're looking forward to next spring and summer. Hopefully I'll achieve my qualifications to run the CIC 2-star at NAYC, which has been a really big goal of mine for a long time. So it'll be really exciting if that can work out. And hopefully a CCI 2-star is in our future. We'll figure out when that exactly plays into our competition season.
And when you look back at this weekend, Madeline, you know, what it really means to you, what your biggest takeaways were from it, and perhaps confirming what you already knew about the mare, but did you learn anything from your performance there with her?
I think I learned that our partnership has really grown in the year and a half that I've had her. There was a couple times on cross country where I really felt her step up, and I knew that even if I made a mistake, she was going to be there and get my back. It was a really cool feeling. I've generally had geldings growing up. This is my first experience competing a mare. And I was shocked going into show jump in all three phases of how hard she was willing to try for me. And it was a really good feeling. It was really cool.
So were there lots of celebrations or is that going to wait till you get home?
There is quite a bit of celebration coming back to the barn. It was it was so exciting. I was just over the moon. My dad was unfortunately unable to make it out to watch, so I'm sure I'll celebrate with him once we get back home to Duval.
Well, a wonderful result for you. Again, congratulations, Madeline, and thank you for taking the time to come on the program. Safe journey home, and the very best of luck with the mare for the season to come.
Perfect. Thank you.
And joining me now is someone who was on the show only recently. That is Erin Contino, who won the Novice Amateur Division at the AECs, riding Handsome Ransom. Congratulations, Erin, and thank you for coming back on the program.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, that must be a really good feeling to have won that title. How is he today?
He is fantastic. I will say that he is very, very happy to be home. I think he had, by the last day at the horse park, was ready for his own stall. So got a good night's sleep and is looking quite well this morning.
It hasn't gone to his head too much, has it, winning the title?
Oh, I think he thinks he's something special.
That's wonderful. Well, a wonderful result for you, obviously. And we talked a few weeks ago about what this meant to you, just being in your backyard, of course. So talk us through the event. How did it actually play out for you? Did you arrive there with the horse that you'd hoped have for the AECs? Erin, was he just absolutely in the best form that you could have had him?
By the time that dressage rolled around, he really was. I decided to go down on Wednesday, even though we didn't start competing until Friday, so that he had a bit longer to settle in. And I actually rode him twice on Thursday, and neither of those rides were quite as relaxed and tuned as I wanted. So I honestly wasn't sure what I was going to have on Friday morning for dressage, but it was apparent pretty quickly when I got on. I felt him take a deep breath and just come out about as good as he's ever been. So it really was about the best test that he's had to date, and his cross country was spectacular, just foot perfect and rhythmic. He felt really, really good. So it all, timing worked out nicely in the end.
Let's go back to the dressage, though. In the atmosphere there for a big event for a young horse, I'm sure they sense it's something different. And I know this is not far from home for him, but did he have did he rise to the occasion? Did he have a different sort of attitude, or is he a pretty even-paced and even-tempered guy?
He definitely has it in him to get very amped, and I have spent a fair amount of time at the horse park. I had mentioned before I'd actually done a few of the A jumper shows down there over the past year or so, and there's actually a lot more horses at some of those shows, so I was surprised at how much the atmosphere at the AEC got to him, and it probably got to me, so that may have been feeding him subconsciously. But even though the rings weren't as busy and there weren't as many horses and things like that compared to some of the massive jumper shows they have, he definitely felt the energy and was tighter on Thursday than he typically would be had I taken him to a jumper show there. So there was definitely something in the air. The horses were a bit more reactive and up than compared to a normal show at that facility.
So how did you channel your anticipation, your excitement, and obviously some nervous energy? You were lifting your game, too, by the sounds of things.
Yeah, I think that when I woke up on Friday morning, I just had to really keep the reality of the situation in check, which is that he is a young horse. He's had a fantastic season. He won Rebecca, and so I actually think that helped because I felt like, you know, I already had a big win under my belt. And so if it didn't go my way this weekend, that was okay. And all I could do was ride the horse that I was on and do the best I could. So I actually wasn't that nervous going into dressage because I had that mindset of just thinking, you know, this is a good experience for a young horse. If it works out, that's great. If not, you know, there are other years to come for this horse. But when I got on him and felt how good he was going, that also helped because I just had a big grin on my face and really showed him off on the flat.
Now tell us about the course then, Erin. How did it walk for you? What were your expectations going into that phase?
The course, when I first walked it, it was fairly turny. I think they try to keep it spectator friendly, so a lot of the fences are sort of in one area of the field. And I wasn't sure if all of those initial turns might make it hard for me to come out and hit my rhythm. So I was, I guess that was my biggest concern. There wasn't any fences in particular I was concerned about with him, because I'm lucky he's a brave, honest horse. But I was just not sure how much it would flow. And it actually rode beautifully. It was, everything was out of stride. It had a really good feel to it. It flowed really, really nicely. So it rode better than I thought it was going to.
And did you have the horse at the end that you had hoped in terms of his fitness, his preparation for it? How did he finish?
Yeah, he felt really good coming off cross country. We easily could have gone around a couple more times. Sunday morning when I got on him for show jumping, he was, I think he had sort of had it, and I don't get the impression he was physically worn out, but I think mentally it had been a long week. He hadn't been sleeping super well down there, and he just felt a bit emotionally tired to me. So show jumping was not our best of our three phases this weekend. We did have a few lucky rubs, but he got the job done.
And how did you feel about your show jumping in terms of how you handled it? I mean, were you more concerned about him than the occasion and potentially winning?
I think it was something that I've struggled with in the past. There are days when he's just not quite as sharp, so it was actually a really good learning opportunity for me to learn how to get him around, you know, on a day when he's not, you know, 100%. So I think that it really was a good experience to sort of know that even if he is feeling a little bit dull, that he's still super game to go and do his job. And then it was nice to be able to bring him home and give him that reward of getting to sleep in his own stall and have a couple days out in pasture to enjoy himself.
And how did you feel when you came to finish and when you realized that you'd won? That's a really special moment at a championship event like this, you know, it for any rider, really. So to win a title for him as well, given, you know, the effort that he had made for you, how did that feel? What were your emotions when you'd finished?
Yeah, it was a fantastic feeling. And I did give him just a big pat and thanked him for saving me a little bit a couple times in show jumping. He was just put in a spectacular performance, and I felt like for as good as he's done all season, it was a really great way to sort of end his novice year. He certainly earned it. I felt like he earned it a little more than me, so I was grateful that I got a bit lucky and grateful that I was just sitting on such a fantastic horse.
So when you look at, as you say, the fantastic career that the season that he's had this year, what does this mean to you, and what will you take from it then, Erin, going forward to the new season in 2019?
I think that all of these things are just building blocks. I think it's keeping it in perspective that this horse really can go a long way. I think he will go as far as I ever will need or want to go. And so I sort of look at it as a great building block and a really good experience to have to deal with that kind of pressure, and hoping that I will be in a similar situation in years to come when it's, you know, a higher level than novice. And all of these pressure situations, I think, really help with your confidence, and you can feed off that going forward. So if I'm lucky enough to ever get back to the AECs and hope to be there next year in Kentucky, that it'll just give me a little bit more confidence that I have a horse that is really deserving of being there and that can pull it off when it counts.
So what next for him? Obviously a nice break now. What are your plans for the rest of the year?
My husband and I are debating if we're going to go to the area championships. They're out in Utah this year at the beginning of October. And I haven't decided if I will do the novice championships for Area 9 or if this will be his last show of the season. I'm going to just see how he's feeling when I get back on him in a couple of days and make that decision. My goal for next season is to move him up to training, but we just need to work on some more coordination and hind end strength. So my focus now really shifts to making that next step, which isn't nothing to do with making the fences harder or bigger. He's perfectly capable of that. It's really just working on him growing into his body still and getting a bit more condition and hind end strength before we make the move to training.
Well, a wonderful birthday present for you as well with that result. What a week.
Yes, it really was spectacular. And going into show jumping, my husband was actually winning his division of novice horse. So I really couldn't have asked for a much better birthday to be able to share it with my husband. And he had a great weekend, and my horse is something quite special. So I feel very, very fortunate to have been able to experience that.
Well, congratulations again on winning the novice amateur title, Erin, and thank you for taking the time to come on the program. And the best of luck with him.
Thank you so much, Chris. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
And finally, the Adequan USEA Gold Cup Advanced Division winner was someone who's been a regular on the show here, Tammy Smith, who with My Belm was making something of a comeback after being laid off for a while. So she was particularly delighted with this result, and I caught up with her while she was still on the road. Tammy, you've become a regular to the program. I feel you should almost be a co-host.
Oh, that's funny. It's always nice to be on.
Well, thanks for joining me, because I know you're on the road still. It's been quite a journey for you. You're heading east, so got a bit of a pit stop going on there. So we're taking advantage of it to hear about your win there at the AECs. Well, congratulations. That's a nice win for you and My Balm.
Thank you so much.
And how did it feel to come back and get that kind of performance out of him when you needed it to win that title? Because that's nice to have on your resume.
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's such a reliable horse and so special. He's, you know, kind of a bit in the class of his own. He was quite wild this weekend, but, you know, he's just so exceptional that just sitting on him is a dream come true. The horse is just such a joy to have. And, you know, it's been a long road getting him back fit enough and coming back from, you know, kind of one thing after another. And so it was very emotional actually jumping that last fence and having him feel strong and fit and sound. And I feel really, you know, the first time you take him advanced after they've had an injury or, you know, kind of a, you know, he's been away from the top of the sport for 3 years. So it's been a little bit nerve wracking going out of the start box and going, okay, here we go. Like, you know, you don't know. You do all your homework and you try to get them fit and you get them strong and you know that they're ready to go. But until you do it, you don't know, you know, what they're going to do on the end. And I went through the finish flags and dropped to the trot and he felt like 100% and ripped his boots off and looked at his legs and he looked great. And, you know, I was just, you know, he show jumped the next day, just boinging around like Tigger, just so enthusiastic and happy to be there. And he's such a character. He's just the life of the party. And, you know, he shows up and you can't help but look at him. And I'm just kind of ruining the picture sitting on top of him actually, cause he's so beautiful. I sit up there and I'm just like, just take a picture of the horse. Cause he's such a great guy. It's really wonderful to have him back.
So what were your expectations then going into this event, Tammy? Did you think that he was going to be able to step up and perform like this? I mean, did your preparation go according to plan and did you have these kind of expectations?
Always. I mean, you know, you don't go to the American Eventing Championships with $40,000 prize money without wanting to win, you know, like it. And the preparation went fantastically and he's felt great. He hasn't done an advanced in 3 years and I didn't do an advanced before I came to the AECs. I knew that the course would have some, you know, substance to it. I wasn't exactly sure, you know, the technicality or the size or how it was going to actually pan out, but his first intermediate back, he skipped around it like it was novice. And, you know, my plan is always, you know, for big prize money classes, you want to be able to go for it. But, you know, we were there and we went out on Wednesday afternoon to walk the cross country, and the footing was, it was firm and it was not what you would have wanted to see, you know, but the course builders, Trav and all of his guys, and Tremaine Cooper's, all of his guys, they really worked tirelessly all through the night, for the whole Wednesday, Thursday. And then they ended up postponing it Friday because we got torrential rains, which was exactly what we needed. So, you know, going into the AECs, I was thinking I was going for it. I knew I wouldn't be going for it with the Fleeceworks Royal Horse because she's headed to Buccleuch. I was hoping that she would have a good result like she did, and be up in the top. But, you know, I just really did a schooling round with her because we're headed east and this was kind of the project, you know, kind of along the road, and she needed to run something before Buccleuch. But with Lexus, with my bomb, I really, you know, yeah, I mean, we were coming to win. So it was very, very relieving when we got all the rain and we were able to, you know, really go for it because the ground felt, I'd gotten to feel what the ground felt like on Rory because I was first out and it felt absolutely phenomenal. So I went, all right, here we go. We're going to go for it. So we did. And he was very impressed at the beginning of the course and over jumping. And I was not amused by that. He was, but I was not. And I, you know, gave him a tap with the whip and told him to get on with it and stop, you know, goofing around. And he finally did by fence six. And, just felt like he did the day I took him to Fair Hill. So I was, you know, he answered all the questions, and the course, all the tables were max height and max width. So it was a big track. I wouldn't say it was the most technical, but there were, all the questions were there. You know, we had a coffin and we had, some angled technical lines to skinnies. And, so, you know, Tremaine, I thought, did a really phenomenal job with the course design and the fences. You know, the USEA really, you could tell they put some money into the fence design because they were absolutely gorgeous. They were beautiful. So, you know, it you come into this and you know, in the sport of eventing, you never really know what they're going to do. You know, you just because Lexus should win doesn't mean he's going to. And so it was very nice to feel him back, and, you know, he just was awesome.
And how did he feel after cross country then when you pulled up?
Oh, he cooled out great and jigged back to the barn and just, you know, he's been a little bit full of himself, you know, all weekend. He's just, it's quite amusing because we got a blowout on Highway 70 or Interstate 70 and stopped in Kansas, and Quincer, Kansas, actually. And he definitely was humbled by the place that he stayed at last night. he's in a cow pen. He's in a cow pen as we speak and feeling a little deflated. So we had to bring him back down to reality.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So he's probably a bit full of himself then at the end of that event, and
no,
with that kind of result and the ribbons hanging around him and coolers and everything, he knew that was one up to him.
Oh, you can just see, like, he's taking pictures and he's posing and he's looking at the cameras and actually it's almost like he's a human. It's so funny. He's just like, he looks at every camera, you know, we're sitting there and he's like looking at Shannon Brinkman, and then he turns and looks at somebody else, and, you know, his ears are forward and he's got his neck out, and he's such a ham. He's such a joy to have around. It was funny. Monique is my right hand person. She's my groom and she helps me. And he walked out of the trailer and it was kind of a tight squeeze. And she goes, does he not, is there nothing he does perfect? Like, is there anything that he doesn't do perfect? He's just such a, great animal. I can't even, you know, I pinch myself every time I sit on him. I mean, I really pinch myself every time I sit on all of them. I actually feel a little bit bad for the Fleeceworks Royal Mare because he's kind of stealing her glory right now. I don't think she's very happy about it.
Well, you are spoiled for choices there, it seems to me, with the, you know, with your Rolls Royce of rides that you get every day. And so coming away from that, then, what did you take away from that event and from that win? What does it mean to you in terms of his CV?
You know, he feels 100% and he feels great, and I feel so much more confident, you know, being able to go fast, because I wasn't even certain on Wednesday. I wasn't even certain I was going out of the start box. And so I thought, well, gosh, you know, I'm going to have to wait till Stableview now. And, you know, you just, as your career goes on and you, these horses come into your life, you know, I'm just trying to keep him preserved, really. You know, he's such a special horse. He knows his job, and I'm just, you know, the plan is to go to Stableview and do the dressage and show jumping and possibly the cross country with my Bomb, and, you know, just get them, you know, the best result at the CCIs. You know, I have a different outlook on what I'm doing with the advanced horses now, because I want to be able to keep producing them and making them better without running their legs off, you know. And so it's, you know, quite the plan. And, you know, luckily I have owners that are so understanding. I mean, Eric Markell was there, and so is Alex Ahern, and we walked the course, and I said, I can't go out of the start box as his first advance if the ground isn't tremendously better. And, you know, that's a hard thing for an owner to say, you know what, I trust you, and they do. And I have such an incredible team that backs me. And, you know, Judith McSwain is over in England right now with Ellen Ahern, and they were on, you know, the live stream. Luckily they got to watch, but they, you know, they are the same way. They just, you know, Judy knew that I was going out of the box to have a steady go so that I could have her rideable for Buccalo. And, you know, we all put such a tremendous amount of time and effort and money into producing these horses. But, you know, when you have that kind of prize money, it can alter your thought process on what's the best plan for the horses. And so it's very, you know, I'm very fortunate to have them be able to look at the bigger picture and think about what's next instead of, you know, right there in front of them, you know, because a $20,000 prize check is very enticing. And I was walking in the warm-up with Heather Morris, who's my best friend. And I said, I'm really nervous. I haven't ran him in this long. And she said, go out there and feel what it feels like. And the way it feels is the way it feels, and you'll either be on top at the end of it or you won't. And I'm like, you're right. So, you know, it's always good to have her with me because we can kind of bounce ideas off of each other and keep things in perspective and know that, you know, I am doing the right thing, and that the prize money isn't, you know, I think that changes things significantly when you've got that kind of money, you know, dangling in front of you. So he just really was rideable, and I was efficient around the turns. And now I just feel like I have the horse I had 3 years ago, and he's actually feels stronger and fitter than he did 3 years ago, which is what you always hope. And so now it's just a matter of, you know, keeping him healthy and happy and, getting him his CCI qualifying result for the end of the year, and then putting him on a shelf and preserving him.
So what is next for him then, Tammy? What are your plans if you look at the arc of the next few months? What does that look like?
Well, he'll go to Stableview. I really need to, you know, make sure that this event didn't impress him much and that he is what he felt like at the end. The course really, you know, asked all the questions that I needed to prepare him for CCI. And so his trajectory is basically I'm going to Stableview, and then I'm hoping to do the test ride at Fairhill for the dressage, just because he can get kind of spooky in the ring. So I'm trying to do maybe a jumper show if there is one. I was going to go ride with Richard Picken a little bit, just to keep my show jumping good. I ride with Susie Hutchinson. She's been huge and instrumental in my show jumping, and she's helped me a ton, and I've been riding a ton with her with the Fleeceworks Royal and with Lexus. And so just keeping that, you know, really strong. I would say out of all the phases, that's probably my weakest phase, and can be in my, you know, my horses are so, oh, there's a train going by. Welcome to Kansas.
Well, we like to keep the show real. Certainly we have authenticity with you, Tammy.
So I'm going to focus on the show jumping and try to get some lessons with Richard, and maybe hit a show jumping competition. And then he'll do Ocala Jockey Club in the middle of November. I'm so grateful that they were able to still run the CCI. So that's kind of our plan for now.
Well, wonderful. Well, so far so good then. We'll check this box, and a nice win there at the advanced division of the USEA Gold Cup. So congratulations again, Tammy, and thank you so much for taking the time to come on the program. Safe travels all the way over to the East Coast, and I hope no more blowouts.
Thank you, Chris, so much.
And now, with the FEI World Equestrian Games just a few days away, we hear from Phoebe Manders, who, along with her husband Michael and Mrs. Jacqueline Mars, are the owners of RF Scandalous, who will be ridden by Marilyn Little. Welcome to the program, Phoebe.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We want to talk about your relationship with Kitty, as we know her, the mare, and, of course, being the owner of a team horse as well. That's something special. Did you see that when you first met the mare, Phoebe? Did you see that this was potentially a team horse?
Yes, that was, once we met, that has always sort of been our goal with Kitty, because she had all the ingredients of being a horse that could rise to that level.
What caught your eye about her when you first met, and where was it that you actually first set eyes on her?
I first set eyes on her in Middleburg, Virginia, when she was in quarantine. She had already been purchased and brought over from Germany, and I went to meet her in Middleburg. And she was had kind of recovering from her trip over, and that was where I first laid eyes on her, and she was something to behold.
Now, you're known for, you know, being obviously a very close and avid supporter of Marilyn's horses, and you do go to events. So we're looking at the Bromont results right now. You've just come back from Bromont in Canada, where the mare went so well. I mean, she started off, didn't she, with almost record-breaking dressage, which she's become known for. Now, watching her as an owner, do you get very nervous knowing that she's capable of these performances now? How do you live through the events?
I don't get nervous with the dressage and the show jumping, because she's so, she's just very, very well schooled and all that, as she is the cross country. But I think, like any person that is watching, whether you're an owner or a supporter or just a fan, the cross country is always nerve wracking for all of us.
Talk a little bit about your involvement as an owner, Phoebe. What is your background, you and Michael's background in horses and horse ownership?
Well, my husband is only involved with horses because I love them. He really has no interest in it other than to support me. But I have ridden my whole life. I grew up fox hunting and showing and, you know, not on a high level, but I've ridden my whole life. I've done a little bit of a lot of different things, played a little polo way back when, and did a little bit of the jumpers. And so I just have always been sort of that adult amateur that loves horses. And this has been a wonderful experience for me to get involved at a much higher level than I certainly was ever capable of achieving.
Well, you've certainly done that, of course, being owner to some of Marilyn's other horses as well. Talk about that relationship and the owner, the horses that you have owned that she has ridden.
Well, we also owned R.F. Smoke on the Water, who was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guy. And that was a very sad loss for all of us. But he was great. That was my first introduction, actually, to eventing. I had talked to the Littles about possibly doing a show jumper with them, which is what they have done. Lynn had a career in show jumping as well as Marilyn did and still does. And she was getting involved in the eventing, and one thing led to another. And so we started off with Smoke, who we adored. And then when we lost Smoke, Marilyn was looking for another eventer. And she found Kitty, and so we decided to secure Kitty, and those are the only two event horses that I have been involved with. We have done a couple of show jumpers as well. And it's been, you know, like anything with horses, you got great highs and tragic lows sometimes, but it's been very educational. And I live close to the Littles summer, you know, where they are in the summer up at their home place in Frederick. So I get to go up and, you know, watch the horses and stop by whenever I'm in the area and check in, see how everything's going. So it's been a very positive thing.
What do you enjoy most about being the owner of an event horse? Because, as you said, Smoke was just such a wonderful, wonderful horse, and now you've got Kitty. What is it that's the magic of eventing for you?
Well, first of all, my husband loves it because it's very exciting, and so that's nice that he likes to come and join us. Horse shows, he's not really too excited about, so that's one thing. But also, it's just, you know, I've learned so much. I didn't know anything about it when I started. The only thing I had ever heard about eventing was, you know, following Karen O'Connor and that wonderful pony she had, Theodore O'Connor. So I really didn't know anything about it. So it's been a learning experience, and it's just very, these horses to me are the most amazing creatures ever. Horses anyway are amazing to me, but the event horses, especially the ones that do it at this level, are just truly unbelievably fantastic animals that love what they do, or they wouldn't do it, because most of us are looking at it going, why would anyone want to do this? But they're fantastic. I just am amazed every time I watch them.
Well, let's go back to Kitty. Talk a little bit about her personality and what you enjoy about her and her performances.
Well, Kitty's personality is, has most people have that have followed her at all know, she's interesting. She certainly is not a particularly easy horse, whether you're on the ground or on her back, although she's come a long, long way in both regards. But coming from a wonderful, easygoing guy like Smoke to Kitty was quite a difference. She is absolutely stunningly beautiful, and she has just changed. I've watched her evolve and change over the course of years, and I just, you know, every time I see her, she kind of takes my breath away. As far as her, you know, watching her compete, it's just, she's been so, so successful, and she's just marvelous. I mean, it's all positive. I just, I really like her. And I did actually get to ride her. I never really wanted to ride her when I first met her because she was a little bit on the wild side. But I did get to ride her, I think it was last summer when she was home, and that was one of the biggest thrills of my life, really. It was really fun.
And of course, as I said, you were at Beaumont this, to watch her final outing, really, before try-on and the World Equestrian Games. Nervous moments, though, for you. I mean, she came out of that arena scoring a second-best North American score in eventing dressage. Was that a moment when you thought, well, this is better than anything she did? How were you living through that test?
It was so beautiful and relaxed and really flawless that I just got totally absorbed in it. And then when it was over, because I don't, you know, I mean, I've come a long way, but I looked at Karen and I said, that was really, really, really good, wasn't it? And she said, yeah. And it was just, and my husband was the same. He looked at me, he's like, I think that was really good. I said, yeah, I think so too. And it really was, and she's been working, Marilyn's been working with Bo Jenna for the past few years, and he has really been able to fine-tune, you know, Kitty and Marilyn's dressage and really help Marilyn bring out the best in a horse that was already a fabulous dressage horse, but they have really worked very, very hard at fine-tuning it and, you know, getting the best we can get out of Kitty. And honestly, we've all felt that she has that kind of a test in her. We've just, so yes, it was so wonderful and fantastic, but it was like, oh, she finally was able to do what we know she can do.
Did you all feel that having performed such a wonderful test like that, that was that there would be even more, or at least you could go in with a personal best into try on?
Oh, yeah. I think there's more. I think Kitty can do more. I really do. And most importantly, Marilyn and Bo and Eric and Kitty all think that she can do more. So that is, I think she's really peaking, I think, at the perfect time.
Well, it sounds as if that metaphorically went to her head, because she was a little bit full of herself on cross country, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. She was definitely a little bit full of herself, and, you know, Kitty can be enthusiastic, that is exactly what happened, and she made one mistake, but then corrected that and jumped beautifully and strongly and finished fantastically, and most importantly, you know, her fitness and her endurance, which were being closely looked at, I think she let everybody know that she's ready. She's more than ready.
I often ask my guests, Phoebe, you know, what they most value about being involved in sport. And I'm curious what you most enjoy.
Well, I think just being an owner of any horse for me is just, you know, the relationship that you have with the horse. And this is different, obviously, because Marilyn's riding the horse. And it's just, always at the end of the day, I love to go back to the barn and just hang out with her. And I feel like I'm sort of in the presence of greatness with her, as I felt like I was with Smoke and all of Marilyn's other horses, or any of the other beautiful horses that, you know, this weekend were in the aisle with us. You know, I love to look at all the horses, and just I feel very privileged to be able to be back there with not only my horses, but everyone else's fantastic horses. I really do.
And just looking back on the time you've known her now, I think this is her fourth year, is it, that you've had her? What have been the highlights for you so far? What have been special moments?
Well, certainly the Pan American Games were a hugely special moment, and we're hoping that Tryon will be up in that same category. But with Kitty, you know, that was certainly the most exciting time ever, because it was not only important for, you know, Marilyn and Kitty, but more importantly for the team and the United States of America. And it just, that's the first time we've ever obviously been involved in something that was that big. But, and just, you know, she's had so many, starting from the beginning, you know, just watching her improve and watching she and Marilyn's relationship. You know, Marilyn is unbelievably talented as a rider, but she's even more talented when it comes to mares, because she really takes the time to understand them and find what makes them tick. And just watching the progression has been very exciting.
Well, of course, she had a string of wins so early on in their partnership now, and more recently she seems to be peaking to her very best form and showing it in the dressage arena. And we, of course, hope that it all comes good in Tryon on the team, Phoebe. And you must be getting very excited at this point, are you, that you get to go and watch your horse compete in another championship event?
We are beyond excited and grateful, and yes, we are very excited.
Well, we look forward to seeing you there. The very, very best of luck with her, and thank you for taking the time to come on the program, Phoebe.
Thanks, Chris. As always, it's great talking to you.
And this is our final episode before the FEI World Equestrian Games gets underway at the Tryon International Equestrian Center in North Carolina. There will be lots of members at the Games supporting Team USA, so we look forward to seeing you there. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to listen to the podcast on the go, be sure to download it from the iTunes podcast store to your podcast app. And by following us on social media at US Eventing, you'll hear when the next episode will be available. And of course, you can keep up with all the latest news and information by visiting the website at useventing.com, as well as on social media. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.